This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. Wandering across the land where Ms. Mesquite and I live, I'm always struck by the relics of former human occupation that we find, from the very modern, well, like beer cans out along the dirt road. And for the life of me, I can't figure out which one of my neighbors would throw beer cans out the window. But there you have it. But anyway, but the dogs and I were underneath an old raven nest up in an oak tree, and the ground was littered with modern sort of stuff like baling twine, old carpet, steak bones, of all things. Ravens are great collectors. And then on one bank of the creek, you find the ranch dump, the garbage of a very nearby old ranch headquarters, long gone ranch headquarters. Log cabin syrup cans in the shape of a cabin, 60s Noxzema jars. I mean, jars, cans, junk you'd recognize if you'd been alive in America in the 1950s and 60s. And I was. A few years ago, a friend wrote me, this friend of mine who's so into the history of Cochise County, and he said, "I believe there was a heliograph located on your land. Heliographs were used to reflect the light of the sun, to signal across great expanses of land. They were used for a few years in the 1880s in an effort to capture, subdue, eradicate, imprison the Apache Indians." It occurred to me that this explained the unusual rifle cartridges that I find when wandering around their place. Some of them are even marked with a 40-65. That's an obsolete caliber. 45-60, another obsolete caliber, but a 45-70, that was really popular. I think it was just coming, that was the cartridge of the 1880s maybe, and that's still around today. Anyway, that was 140 years ago. And if you wander more with your eyes trained to the ground, and I do, you find pottery, pieces of pottery, ancient indigenous people pottery, rarely a point, an arrowhead, or some flaked flint. How far back does that go, you know? And I don't know, but there sure was a lot going on the land we purchased before we got here. And so sometimes, you know, when you look at a huge emery oak in the creek bed, I mean, one that you and I maybe couldn't get our arms around, how old is it, you wonder? Was it here when the U.S. Army was here? Was it here when the pottery was whole, not fragments? Well, add a bunch of cool native plants to the historical mix, and you can see that it's fun to wander our land. You know, sometimes the dogs and I will break up a day with short walks down our drive, and recently we observed about 40 birds sitting up in the branches of a large Arizona walnut tree that we also have a swing hanging from, by the way. No binoculars. I had no binoculars, but to my naked eye, they looked familiar. A few looked like they had a crest. Oh my goodness, I do believe they were cedar wax wings. I hadn't seen any in years. I remember how they would arrive in Tucson to eat the red fruit of that ornamental pyracantha bush. Oh my gosh, sometimes the fruit, the little red fruit, would be fermented, the fruit of the pyracantha, and you'd have drunken cedar wax wings. Cedar wax wings are bigger than a sparrow. They're gray. They've got a yellow belly. They've got this marvelous slash of black across their eye. It looks like mascara gone awry. The crest, they seem to be able to control it up and down, up and down. And they were in this walnut tree, not drunk though. They weren't on pyracantha. I walked over to a nearby canyon hackberry that was loaded with tiny red fruit, and wax wings flew up from the tree. Their scientific name is, I want to say it's Bombacilla. Promise me it isn't Bombicilla. God almighty. I'm going with Bombacilla. Cedrorum. Bomba, silkworm or silk, scilla, hair. And I'm wondering if that doesn't, and Cedrorum of the cedars. But that cool genus might refer to their nifty crest. It was interesting that when a group flew from the walnut or the hackberry, the group stayed together tightly, you know, and an old field guide said they're gregarious, you got that right, and they fly in compact flocks. So a winter flock visiting the area, and I wonder where else they're going to show up in the borderlands, Tucson, Nogales, Bisbee, Douglas. You know, maybe they'll be getting schnockered on pyracantha berries in a region near you. How cool is that? It's very cool, my friends. So anyway, that's the news from the historic Oahelote, where humans and wild critters wander through. They have for centuries, and they will continue for centuries. The desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.